Joining the Colorado Ag News Network and Farmcast Radio at this time with an update on the Colorado Agricultural Leadership Program is its Executive Director, Danny Trawick. Danny, welcome back inside the barn, and let's begin with a quick refresher about what CALP is all about and how the organization all began.
Well, I don't know how quick that can be, but because we've been around since the 80s. The Colorado Ag Leadership Program is a two-year program for adults with the mission to develop leaders that will become a strong, unified voice for agriculture. So over the course of the 2 years, and this is generally people who are a little more advanced in their career or that are looking to take it to the next step in their career. And so over that course of that 2 years, we try to teach them more about Colorado agriculture as a whole state. They travel all over the state learning about the everywhere from Palisade peaches to Rocky Ford watermelons to Northeast Colorado, which is limitless, of course. So they also, we go to Washington, D.C. They go to the state capitol, learn how to be better advocates for agriculture. And they travel to another state and learn how another state's agriculture program works. Usually we do that in conjunction with another leadership program. And then there's an international program as well. So for 10 days, they'll go international and learn how agriculture functions internationally. So
along with that, though, each year CALP hosts the Governor's Forum on Colorado Agriculture in February, but because of the coronavirus pandemic and the restrictions placed on everyone that holds events across the state, you all decided to cancel the event altogether. That must have been a very tough decision, Danny, to make, but you know what? Others have had to make the same decision over the past few months, like the National Western Stock Show and even the Colorado Farm Show too.
Yeah, it really, we debated quite a bit and tried to go over if there was a different way we could do it, if we could do a hybrid version. And it just, every which way we turned it, especially the restrictions that are placed on the Renaissance where we have it there in Stapleton, we would barely be able to have the class members there to put it on by the time we social distanced the way we need to properly. And, it's hard to tell the future at this point, and everything's changing daily, and maybe by end of February we would be okay, but we just didn't know and really felt like we wouldn't be able to do it justice if we were to do it. So
now, this was the last year of the 2 year service commitment that class 14 participants were a part of, and members of the next class, class 15, have also been announced. Who are they?
Yeah, and I knew you were going to ask me that, and let me pull up my list here. So we did go through interviews. So to get into the program, you have to do a written application, which is fairly extensive, and then we do oral interviews. And we just want to make sure that it's people that are looking to that are open-minded about learning, so they might be advanced in their career, but they feel like there's really something missing or something that they need to expand on to go a little bit further in their career. So that's what we look for when we do those oral interviews, and make sure that it's not only something that we can bring to them, but something that they can contribute to the program as well. So we try to make sure it's pretty diverse so they can contribute to each other in the class. These class members will form lifelong partnerships. So we've got Allison or Allie Cruz out of Greeley, Annalise Danker out of Longmont, Annalise Phippen out of Parker, Colorado. She's from the National Western. Blake Ferris from Fort Morgan, Carrie Hackenberger from Denver with the Oil and Gas Council, Colin Stevens from LaSalle, Colorado, Daniel Ray from Joes, Colorado, Deanna Bartley from Center, Colorado, Jeremy McNeely from Canyon City, Colorado, Jessica Crowther from Monta Vista, Lacey Taylor from Cheyenne Wells, Lauren Kalb from Boulder, Matt Lopez from Broomfield at the Department of Ag, Michelle Carducos from Victor, Morgan Weinrich from Arvada, Preston Chow from Denver, Shelby Rich from Denver, Stacy Crouch from La Junta, Travis Grant from Denver, and Trevor Berkey from Fort Morgan.
Boy, they are from all over the state, that's for sure. Now, looking past the canceled Governor's Ag Forum, what will this next class be participating in? Kind of give our listeners a little idea about that.
Well, we are still hoping to be able, since it's a little bit smaller group, we're still hoping to be able to meet at the end of February. That's when they would start their program and class 14 will graduate. And typically they would have been shadowing class 14 and putting on the Ag Forum. So we're going to have to rewrite the handbook a little bit, so to speak. And we might be able to jump into a little more program. We do quite a bit of team building at the beginning and learning about each other's leadership styles. And so they'll start out with that and just getting to know each other, getting some of the professional stuff out of the way. And then April, they'll probably go to Pueblo and La Junta area. They will go to Palisade in June. And then they go to DC, or they're supposed to go to DC in September. And I don't know if we'll, you know, just a lot's up in the air. Class 14 is also supposed to take their international trip. That got delayed. It was supposed to happen in October. We delayed it till March, which would be a month after they graduate. And I don't know if that's going to happen or not. We'll see. There's a lot happening really fast these days. So, but yeah. And then class 15 will begin planning the 2022 Ag Forum as well. So,
you mentioned that international trip that class 14 will be taking, hopefully. Where were they planning on going?
Netherlands and Belgium.
Wow. That'd be a lot of fun.
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of history in agriculture in that area. And we felt at the time that we booked it, we usually do this a year in advance, so they have time to plan. We felt like they could learn a lot from Brexit. We might be a little too late. I'm not sure at this point.
Once again, my guest is Executive Director of the CALP program, Danny Treweek. I also understand that CALP, the Colorado Ag Leadership Program, relies heavily on sponsorship to function. If there are those businesses and individuals out there that want to assist CALP in what you guys do, what's the easiest way to do that?
The best thing is just to reach out to me, and we'll have a conversation on what that can look like. We can tailor it to fit what you feel like you can contribute to the program. So, you know, Department of Agriculture, Colorado State University, Potato Administration, the Corn Committee, Dairy Farmers, they've all been wonderful. Colorado Livestock Association, they're great supporters of the Colorado Ag Leadership Program. And certainly, you know, they can probably give you some input into what it's like to be a sponsor as well. But yeah, we'll tailor it to fit whatever you feel like you need to contribute to the program.
Any other CALP news or events you wanted to make mention of that we might have missed?
You know, we are hoping to provide a learning opportunity for the class. And so they are going forward with planning a event in Wiggins, Colorado at the end of February. Whether that will happen or not at this point, I don't know, but we felt like it was still really important for them to plan it. And so keep your eyes and ears open to learn about it's actually going to be a clay shoot. We challenged them to think outside of the box and come up with an event that would allow for social distancing, would allow for people to be maybe outside, even though it's the end of February. So that's yet another challenge. And they put together the clay shoot model, which is really interesting there at Long Meadows Event Center in Wiggins, because people could social distance. And hopefully they do have an inside where we would be able to have some speakers. And if at that point, you know, the vaccine has made its rounds faster than we think, or, you know, if we're able to social distance where we can have a few people in there, we're hoping to have a keynote speaker and maybe a panel of speakers in the afternoon, but it'll be a very smaller, a much smaller event, but still something that hopefully will give the class members an opportunity to plan something and also be able to show the next class kind of what they go through to plan an event.
Yeah, that sounds like a lot of fun, and hopefully you'll forward me the information. Will help get the word out about that potential clay shoot at Long Meadow there in south of Wiggins. Any final thoughts before I let you go?
No, you know, I think everybody has felt the challenges of the last year, and we're the same. We're just trying to keep our feet moving and providing a learning opportunity in the face of challenges that everybody's facing. And so we think it's really important for the class members to, we've tried to keep the program going forward and as much as possible, keeping it as normal as possible, as we were talking, you know, we've had to do some virtual and stuff, but just letting, you know, potential sponsors or anybody that's interested in the program know we are continuing to move forward. You know, agriculture doesn't get a shutdown at any point, and we feel that's important that we also carry that message forward and figure out a way to be forward thinkers.
Thanks to my guest once again, Danny Treweek, Executive Director of the Colorado Agricultural Leadership Program. I really appreciate your time each and every time we get a chance to visit, and I look forward to our next visit down the road right here inside the barn.
Thanks, Brian.
Remember, CALP is an intensive two-year agricultural leadership program focused specifically on developing high-caliber leaders for Colorado agriculture who are well-versed in the complex and diverse issues of food production, agriculture policy, and the converging interests of rural and urban populations in the state. For more information, please visit www.coloagleaders.org or check out the links and follow them adjacent to this interview online inside the barn.